A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Trish Hatch with me, the coordinator of the CASA program, Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program. These are volunteers who work with Guardian Ad Litem. Heather Barney is with me, longtime government and communications director, now businesswoman. And Dr. Tamara Sheffield is with me, senior medical director of preventive medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. Can I ask the three of you what you make of this report about male teachers? I read this week in the Deseret News about how few, and I guess we've known this probably isn't news in and of itself, that we have fewer male teachers than female. I think it's about 25% in the country are male teachers, but even less in the state of Utah. And one of the things that the article said is maybe more men would be attracted to teaching roles if we showed them the same honor and respect that we do for other public servants like first responders. That stopped me cold. Because I thought, is that really the perception? And I suppose it is, because especially in the last year or so, we have not been honoring our teachers in the way we should and in the way we have in other times past. Heather, may I start with you on this one?
You know, it also stopped me when I read that, because really outside of the home or the family or caregivers, nobody really has more of an impact on our children or our grandchildren than our teachers. And they're so important for our kids' lives. I've always revered them because I've always thought that was such a hard job. There's no way on earth I could do it. You know, it made me think back to, I do believe it would be great to have more male teachers. I was thinking back to when my kids were in elementary school, they had a teacher named Mr. Hermanson in fourth grade. And my one son still quotes his stories, and he's 32, I think, you know. And he had a great impact on my son's life. And I'd love to see more males go into this field, because I think they bring something else to it. I mean, women are great too. You know, I just think teachers are so important. I think we should pay them what they're worth. I think we should recruit the best and the brightest. And it should be a field that we can attract the best and the brightest, which I think for the most part that happens. But let's honor them and let's compensate them to the level that their talents, their intelligence, and their impact deserves.
Amen to that. Dr. Sheffield?
Well, when we said first responders, we actually treated teachers as first responders with the COVID vaccine. When we had to classify who got the vaccine first, it was those who were in healthcare, those who are first responders, and our teachers were treated in that same category because they're so critical to our social infrastructure, and they are our most important individuals working with our children. They needed to be not at risk, they needed to be on the job, and they needed to be not putting children at risk. And so essentially it was, we did treat them as such, but we don't in other situations. And I really think that we need to see them as the leaders that they are for our country. I so appreciated the male teachers I had. I tended to veer towards math and sciences. And even as I grew up, the male teachers tended to be more dominant in those STEM fields. And they had a great influence on my life. They really encouraged me in those areas. But also socially, I had one teacher who in our freshman math, he wore a suit and a bow tie. He addressed us all as Mr. and Miss, and he expected us to feel respected and then expected that respect back. And I think there was a lot of that kind of interaction. I got quite a bit of that from my male teachers.
Oh, that's brilliant. Trish.
Wow, these are such great comments. Thank you. I took another tactic with this. went to Dr. Madsen's research, policy research brief number 44 that she did in July 2022, and it gives the gender breakdown of male and female leadership in schools, right from the school, State Board of Education, clear down to high school and elementary school assistant principals. And it's really interesting. The makeup of teachers, the gender differences in male and female in teachers, and then male and female in leadership is drastically different. It's 50% male leadership overall. So with the State Board of Education, it's 60% female. Going down to district superintendents, 12% female and 42% female. Now, if you go to high school principals, 29% female. Assistant principals, 35% female. All the way down to elementary school principals, 71% female, and assistant principals, 60% female. So we're seeing the disparity in the teachers, but we're not seeing the disparity in leadership. And that I think, is our bigger issue. Men have to see that there is a place for them, and there is in leadership, but there isn't in just the boots on the ground.
You know, what you say about the kids need men in their educational environment. When my kids were in elementary school, my husband used to volunteer a couple times a week, every week at their school. And he got to know all the kids in the elementary school because there was only one male teacher in this elementary school. And so they would just glom onto my husband. You know, they were just so sweet to him. And he loved that. But he noticed the absence. And he felt it on the kids' behalf. And the other thing I wanted to offer, and then I'll get more of your comments, is I was substitute teaching in an elementary school in Salt Lake City. And I met a man who taught fifth grade. He was a retired professor from the university who, after he retired, said, you know what, I want to make a real difference at the age where I can. And he's now teaching elementary school. I just thought, isn't that something? And maybe that's something that people who want to do so, you know, but it's a lot of work. But people who might want to take that on after they leave their job that they were doing for a career. What do you think of that?
I think that's fantastic. That's what my daughter did. She was a corporate person and she decided enough of that and she changed tactics and is now teaching grade 5.
That's beautiful. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Sheffield?
Oh, I just think we see this with many fields where those who've retired can go and give amazing service out in the community. And I can't think of a better place to help serve than in the schools.
How about you, Heather?
Oh, I agree with everything that's been said. I especially like the thought of that we need more men, I think, just to provide some male role models in the classrooms. Because
yes.
A lot of times the only impact or the only interaction the kids have with, you know, maybe a male in a school is the principal. And sometimes that's a harsher, you know, interaction, or they're in trouble or something else. But I think you can truly make a difference and you can feel it, I think, at the very basic levels, if that is a profession you want to go into.
Amen to that. This is A Woman's View on Chaos on His Radio. Back in just a moment.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.